WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic. Ever feel like you're constantly second-guessing yourself? Like that little voice in your head is whispering doubts about everything you do. Trust me, you're not alone. We've all been there, staring into the abyss of self-doubt, wondering if we're even good enough to tie our own shoes. But guess what? This isn't some cosmic test you have to fail. Stoicism offers us powerful strategies to tackle this beast head-on and reclaim our inner confidence. So, how do we conquer this sneaky little gremlin called self-doubt? Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into 5 key stoic strategies that can help you silence those nagging doubts and step into your power. First up, we have cognitive reframing. Ever notice how our thoughts can become like warped funhouse mirrors, distorting reality? Self-doubt thrives on negativity bias, amplifies the bad stuff and minimizes the good. Well, Stoicism encourages us to challenge those distorted thoughts and replace them with more rational and empowering ones. When that inner critic starts spewing its usual nonsense about you're not capable or it's too risky, ask yourself, is there evidence to support this claim? What would a trusted friend say in this situation? Often, our self-doubt is based on flimsy assumptions, not facts. Next, we have virtue as the foundation. The Stoics believe that living a virtuous life characterized by wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance is the path to true happiness and fulfillment. When you focus on acting ethically and aligning your actions with your values, you build inner strength and self-respect, naturally diminishing the grip of self-doubt. Think of it like this. Imagine you're building a house. Would you use weak materials and shaky foundations? No. You'd want solid bricks, strong beams, and a sturdy base to ensure it stands tall against any storm. That's what virtue does for us. It provides that unshakable foundation. Now, on to acceptance. Ever feel like life is one giant hurdle race? We often struggle because we resist things we can't control, setbacks, other people's opinions, unexpected events, and get bogged down in wishing things were different. But Stoicism teaches us to accept what is beyond our control and focus our energy on what we can influence. Our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Remember, acceptance doesn't mean resignation. It means choosing to make peace with the present moment and move forward with clarity and purpose. Speaking of moving forward, let's talk about taking action. Self-doubt often paralyzes us, making us hesitate to even try because we're afraid of failure. But here's the thing. Action is the antidote to self-doubt. When you take that first step, no matter how small, you build momentum and gain confidence. Think about it, every time you overcome a challenge, every time you push yourself out of your comfort zone, you gather evidence that you're capable of more than you thought. Finally, we have mindfulness. It's like having a built-in reality check. Self-doubt often thrives in the future, what if I fail? What if they judge me? But mindfulness brings us back to the present moment where our thoughts and feelings exist without judgment. Practice mindful breathing, observe your surroundings, engage your senses. This helps ground you, reduce anxiety, and gain perspective on those self-doubting voices. Let's say you have a big presentation coming up, and the inner critic is going full throttle. Instead of getting lost in the what-ifs, try this. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your body's sensations, the feel of your feet on the floor, the air entering your lungs. Remind yourself that you've prepared thoroughly, and your knowledge and expertise are valuable. You've got this. Remember, overcoming self-doubt isn't about erasing it completely, it's about managing it effectively. By incorporating these stoic strategies into your daily life, you can silence those nagging forces, build unshakable confidence, and live a more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and embrace the challenge. Remember, every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory over self-doubt. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who support each other on this journey. Until next time, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.